We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As a former Husker and NFL player, I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery, they do start at home. Make sure you team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, make sure you add a Culligan Reverse Osmosis. It's like bottled quality water right at your tap. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, check out their spring specials as we celebrate March Madness, and make sure you stay hydrated through all the fun. Culligan of Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, why do you love Go Big Red? Got about 3 minutes. Jake, you know what else is going on this weekend?
What else is going on?
The spring game.
Oh, that's
kind of
right. Yeah.
Kind of forgotten about, dare I say, an afterthought, which is a little odd. Football just hasn't had the same offseason hype so far this year, which honestly I'm perfectly fine with. Obviously, basketball is having an all-time record-setting season this year. I think you were, was it during the break? You and I tend to have interesting conversations during the break. And then we try to carry them over to the show sometimes as much as we can. But you were wondering what the attendance will be like. And last year at the Husker games, I believe I was told it was like 8,000, something like that. And I was like, man, if Nebraska is still playing in the Elite Eight in basketball and just not quite the hype, I was like, 16, 20,000? The smallest crowd I've ever personally seen was my first spring game ever. The spring of my true freshman year, the year I redshirted, there was 33,000 people in the stands. That is by far the smallest spring game, not Husker games, spring game attendance I've ever seen. What do you think attendance will look like this Saturday, over or under on the 33,000?
I would say somewhere around then, right? I mean, around there. Again, I think it's just kind of a perfect storm for not having a great attendance, right? Obviously, Nebraska basketball, like you said, could still be playing. You didn't have the spring game last year, so everybody that makes kind of the yearly trip out of it, you're going to have to kind of get back into that, decide if they want to. There's, like we said, lack of buzz, at least compared to previous years. So all that put together, I think, is going to make for a lesser attended spring game, which, I mean, we'll see. I mean, the other part of it is it's on TV. So if you're kind of thinking, well, I'm going to have to scramble to watch the Huskers that day for basketball, you know, do I want to make a whole day out of going out? Maybe you do. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good day to me. So we'll see how it kind of turns out. But I think you're probably about right, maybe 30,000.
So you're taking the under, because you said 30, and I said 33 was the smallest I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You're taking the under?
I'm going to go under.
Well, first of all, I hope Nebraska basketball is still playing. Let's be clear about that. It's interesting because I've had zero people ask me about the spring game this weekend. And every text or message or whatever that I've received pertaining to Husker sports, in large part, has been about Nebraska basketball or the women's basketball or wrestling or something like that, which is fair. But 95% has been about the men's basketball team. There is still a spring game this weekend. And I'm very interested to see how the quarterbacks look. How does Anthony Calandria specifically look? How do the running backs look? The defense, it's a brand new, entirely different defensive scheme. How does that look? I don't think we're going to learn Jack Diddley squat about special teams this Saturday. That's okay. The most overhyped, except for this year, most talked about practice of the year has hardly been talked about at all in this year's spring game. And you make an interesting point. I almost thought bringing back the spring game is like when something goes away and then it comes back. There's a bit, oh, it's back. People get excited. Do you think it might actually have the inverse effect of people got out of the routine of make planning and getting ready for it? Maybe they got out of the routine of doing it. Maybe that would actually work against them this year.
Maybe I wonder too, is like how much, usually it's like, man, I miss football. I can't wait to finally get a little glimpse of football. And with all the success that Husker basketball's had, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like the main dish. Right. So, you know, the other thing is though, maybe I'm wrong. It's been a long time since Nebraska outside of COVID has had kind of, you know, below 50,000. So maybe we're wrong. I'm going to change my answer. In fact, I'm going to go over 33,000.
33,001?
That's right.
I love the way you, that's right. I think the fact that it's a month earlier, like you haven't had that extra month to miss football, and other teams are starting to pick up spring ball. A lot of them the 1st of April when we're done, or the end of March. And so you have that month-long kind of build of people talking about football. So maybe that plays into it too. All right, we'll see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's Husker basketball, baseball, softball, wrestling, whatever the case may be, football, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.